My name is Christopher Vincent, and I'm with the University of Florida Citrus Research and Education Center.
You gave a presentation on heat treatments.
So we treated trees that were not HLB infected. So this wasn't looking at the efficacy of heat treatment against HLB. It did have a negative effect on overall growth in both of the times that we repeated it. What we were most interested in was whether it would improve the uptake of oxytetracycline as an antimicrobial. It did not, but an interesting result that we got from it was that it seemed that the oxytetracycline is becoming systemic in the plant and being loaded into the phloem at a significant rate. So basically some evidence for foliar applied antimicrobials becoming systemic.
And I know this isn't your realm, but people have been looking at heat treatment for HLB. Would you have any conclusion on what it might do with HLB? Or since it had a negative impact on growth, is that going to carry over even to HLB trees?
I would expect that the effects of heat treatment on growth would be the same for HLB or non-HLB trees, with the exception that if the disease is negatively affecting the plant and the heat treatment diminished the disease, then you might see sort of a net or a positive net.
For Southeast AgNet, I'm Ernie Neff.